I'd like your opinion.
About what?
Well, Richard and I feel that with a baby coming, we need to have our own place to live. Oh. Well, what do you think about Richard and me looking for a small house or an apartment at this point in our lives?
We love having you here. And there is room, and when the baby comes, the baby can stay in your room for a while.
Richard feels we need to find a small house.
I remember when I was pregnant with Richard. I were living with Grandma and Grandpa. Philip was a young doctor, and he kept talking about having a house of our own. It's natural.
What did you do?
We looked at a lot of houses.
Did you find one?
Oh, not at first, but we couldn't afford it. Grandpa wanted to lend us the money to buy one. But Philip is too independent. He didn't want to borrow any money.
Sounds like Richard.
Well, they're all alike. Richard is a real steward. He's independent and sometimes, just stubborn.
When did you buy a house?
After Richard was born. I was teaching music, and Philip was opening his first medical office.
Where was the house?
Oh, right here in Riverdale. Of course, it was a small house, but just right for us.
It's funny. History repeats itself. Now, Richard and I are having a baby, and we probably won't be able to afford a house right away either.
Why don't you look at some houses, Marilyn?
Good idea.
Look in the real estate section of Sunday's Times. You'll learn a lot.
Maybe we should speak to a real estate agent about a house.
And a bank about a mortgage.
I'll talk to Richard about it. I think it's a good idea, Ellen. We can learn a lot by asking.
And if I can be of any help, let me know. As a matter of fact, my friend Virginia Martinelli is a real estate agent.
Good.
You won't believe this, but she sold us our first house and this one.
I'll tell Richard, and we'll go to see her. Do you think the skirt length is right, Ellen? Do you think it's too long?
Oh, I think the skirt is just right. Are you planning to attach a train to it?
No, no train, just the dress. But I am going to make a headpiece of lace.
That dress is gorgeous.
Thanks, Ellen. And thanks for the advice about the house. I'll talk to Richard about it the minute he comes home.
And remember, we love having you here. There's no need to rush.